From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. From the markets today, some positive news. The Dow closed up 368 points, nearly 4.5%. Even airline stocks were up, providing small consolation for the industry. The airlines were deeply troubled by the terrorist attacks, and President Bush has signed a $15 billion emergency aid package to support them. Other related industries say they are also suffering losses. Travel agents will testify on Capitol Hill tomorrow about the impact of the attacks, and they too will ask for federal help. NPR's Jack Speer has this report.
The staff of Friendly Travel in Alexandria, Virginia is still busy these days, but not with people coming in to book business trips or plan vacations. Most customers are canceling trips many planned months ago. This young woman, who only gave her first name, Laura, had planned an overseas vacation with her mother, who lives in upstate New York.
I was flying to London in 10 days. My mother and I were making a trip there, and she was meeting me here and flying to London from here. So we've had to cancel because of the complications of not knowing when flights are leaving and whether or not she'd be able to get here, and then when she was here, if we could get there.
Mary Peters owns Friendly Travel and has 9 employees. She says they've canceled around 80% of the bookings her agency made in the weeks prior to the terror assaults. She says she has no idea at this point how much she's been hurt financially.
I have not done my numbers deliberately. I don't have any control over it right now, and so this weekend is when I'll be doing my numbers to see what our financial loss is. There certainly is no gain.
On this morning, Peters has canceled trips booked by 2 large international tour groups involving 40 people. Travel agents were hurting even before the events of September 11th. In fierce competition with online travel sites, travel agents also had their commissions on domestic flights cut by 60% last month by the airlines. Bobby Williams, who works at Friendly Travel, says things are even worse now.
I've been here 3 years. Yeah, so, and it's been difficult for the entire 3 years because of the commission cuts. We've had to change our ways of looking at our business, but this has just been devastating.
The group that represents the industry, the American Society of Travel Agents, has appealed to the federal government for help. Bill Maloney is the organization's executive vice president. He argues if the government is willing to help the airline industry, it should also help the travel business, which employs around 300,000 people.
I think that people don't understand the travel industry. Travel industry is the second or third largest industry in the United States. It's competes only with healthcare and agriculture in the number of people it employs and the amount of GDP that's involved.
ASTA is asking the government to set aside $4 billion in aid in the form of direct assistance and low-interest loans for travel agents. The industry estimates in the week following the terrorist attacks, travel agents lost $433 million as a result of canceled commissions and grounded flights. At Friendly Travel, they continue to try and help customers. A few people were actually making travel plans. One man was rerouting a business trip. Monica Haynes was booking her Christmas vacation and getting ready to fly off for a weekend college football game. She decided that staying home would have sent the wrong message.
You can't let them win. I'm not going to change my life because of this tragic event. I realize that many people lost their lives, but I think if we all stop our lives, we're letting them win. And I'm not going to let them win. I'm going to go on with my life. We have these plans. In fact, I'm booking 3 trips with her. So just got to live your life.
But for many people, it may be weeks, if not longer, before they are willing to fly again. That's even with discounts that are now being offered by a number of the major airlines. Travel agents like Mary Peters hope when travelers do come back, they're still in business. Jack Speer, NPR News in Alexandria, Virginia.